This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream the people flow. There's bread to win and toast to pay on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build, a bridge to burn. Here's hoping you never go astray on life's highway.
A good morning to you. It is a Friday morning, November 15th, 2024. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And a good morning to you. This is Bob Look sitting in for vacationing Chad Holmes on the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM here in Bull Falls Radio. And we welcome you to the program here for this Friday as we wrap up our week of subbing for Chad and in our producer studio, of course, pushing all the buttons and making things sound good, Ian Welsh. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Bob.
Glad to have you with us as always.
Happy to be here.
We're starting right out of the gate today. We're not even like warming you up. We're not even like doing the opening jokes just to prime the audience. We're starting right with a guest right from the very opening of the show. One of my friends that steps forward and does so much good work, Tony Gonzalez from the American Hispanic Association of Central Wisconsin, with me here this morning for the early part of the show. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Bob. Good to see you once again. Yes.
Yeah. The problem is we see, and every time we get together, dealing with media or something like that, and what are the last things we say? We say, we got to get together and have dinner. We got to have
I know.
Have a drink. And it's just like, you're a busy man. I'm retired, but I don't know why I get busy. It's a bad habit I have.
You think you're retired.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But then they put me on the radio and, tell me, go, do what you did for way too long. So, but nice to see you again. I wanted to get, the topic that has been so deep and so beaten with opinions of this and this party thinks this and that party. Of course, the elections, which are now, going to be 2 weeks away next week, Tuesday.
Yep.
And, I look at things a little different. In fact, Chad always just, when I do my once every 2 weeks visit with him, he just would look at me, you're so darn pragmatic, Bob.
Yes.
And I says, well, I wear that as a compliment. Because, yes, do I get upset? Sure I do. But I also realize that the best thing to do in life is not dwell on something or just let it drag you down forever and ever. Amen. Let's move forward or figure out a better way to get things done and also to be, on a forward motion with things. Just don't get bogged down in things.
One of the quotes that I learned as I was learning English in my life and everything was like, can't cry over spilled milk and water under the bridge.
The old standbys, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, you were really busy, obviously, leading up into the election and election night. And in fact, kind of tell folks what you were doing to help out with the big fear that some people had that the elections are rigged or the elections can be rigged.
Yes.
What was the work that you were doing?
Well, I was very fortunate that I put a team together. Mm-hmm. A shout out to Frank Gonzalez who helped along this. But we had a team together and we went as observers on all 8 sites here in Wausau, also Schofield, Curtis, and Abbotsford. So, and also, you know, we were at Central Station right there at City Hall where they were doing all the counting.
Right.
And I got to tell you, you know, I mean, it helped very much as far as accepting what the results were, because I witnessed firsthand the turnout, people waiting in line for 2 hours, including my very lovely Rachel. Mm-hmm. I told her to go vote early, but she didn't. But, you know, she stood there for over 2 hours, you know, and many people did too. So, you know, the point is that in our area, we saw who came out. It was very, you know, this is another shout out to each of the people that work at these voting sites. People that are amazing, that were very vigilant, that everything went correctly. Mm-hmm. And there were also plenty of observing eyes from many different agencies. There was people from the Democratic Party, from the Republican Party. We had people from the League of Women Voters. So, you know, I must say that for what I witnessed and saw, it was a very clean, organized Marathon County has to feel very, very proud of the way they handled. I can't talk about everybody else, but it seems like everything seemed was good across the state and across the nation. But for what I witnessed firsthand, they did a great job here. And it was an honor to be there. You know,
how it works.
See how the system. And you know what? To see the turnout is just amazing. I've done observing before, and we never had so many people. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is what democracy is. You know, the people spoke. And they voted for whose message they got the best, who got there to their ears better, who appealed to their senses and their needs better. So, you know, that's the name of the game.
Well, that's the what democracy is all about. But again, you bring up a good point. This has been a point that I've been harping about the whole time, even leading up to the election, is the poll workers, the people who are there, you know, doing the work, they're your neighbors. They're the folks, you know, just down the street from you. These are the people that you say good morning to when you're, you know, walking down. It's like, and to paint that, you know, that they're somehow figuring out a way to not make your vote count or to sway the numbers a certain way. It's abysmal drivel as far as I'm concerned.
It didn't happen 4 years ago, and it didn't happen this time either. And I can say for all those folks that were the observers, and like you say, our neighbors, our friends and everything, I almost compare it to I ran a soccer league for some years, and many times there was, you know, we couldn't get a referee.
Yeah.
You know, it happened. So I would strap up and put my shorts, get my whistle out, and referee a game. The two teams, you know, somebody has to fight with you because somehow you have an interest on the other one guy got winning. Mm-hmm. And that's not even true. The only thing that I wanted to do was to feel good.
A
fair game as best as I could to the best of my ability. So I know that these individuals at the polls, just excellent people, willing to help, willing to call out things, because I saw them a couple times, even to one of my guys who, you know, with no ill intent or anything, somebody asked him, oh, where do I go do whatever, and he pointed somewhere, and the poll worker says, you can't talk to him.
You cannot, yeah, right.
Perfect. We talked to him. We say, you cannot talk. If they ask
but he was just trying to be a good guy.
He was trying to be a good guy. Exactly. Yeah. But that's how much they were aware and taking care of everything, and they did a fantastic job. For all those friends out there, you know, and I met many of them, to each of the person, the chief of the poll, I got to talk to them, offer our help in case they did need somebody for Spanish language.
Right.
And they were fantastic. They did a great job. We should feel very proud, very thankful for their civic duty right there, because it's not easy when you got people out there watching you as if you are trying to intentionally do something wrong. So they did a great job.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Tony Gonzalez, the head honcho. Is that a good one? I shouldn't say that. No, with the American Hispanic Association of Central Wisconsin. You know, you mentioned that thing about, you know, going out there and refereeing a soccer match, even though your team is playing. I remember when I was coaching junior hockey. Now, this is a long time ago, back in the 80s. But the same thing, you know, you'd have those games that were like early in a Saturday morning. Word doesn't get to somebody to come and referee the game. And I did the same thing. Even though my team is out there playing, and we would check with the opposition coaches, I says, you know, we're really sorry about this, but, you know, we did, somebody didn't, you know, sign up or whatever. No problem. You know, and we call it straight down the middle. And then they're, you know, and that's how it, yeah, being fair is all about. The vast majority of people I'm not that green thinking that everybody's honest, but the vast majority,
yes,
of us that call ourselves the citizens of the United States are honest.
And in particular in this area, people are very, you know, engaging in conversation is so important. We've stopped doing that because we really get absorbed by what either side is telling, and all of a sudden you forget that, like you were said earlier, they're, mm-hmm, our neighbors, our friends, and everything. Mm-hmm. We become polarized. But what are you telling me about hockey? I admire you doing that, because at least in soccer, all we got is soccer balls. Hockey, they got sticks and blades.
Yeah.
So
and
they better not get mad.
And they play on ice.
Yeah, and they play on ice. Yes. Yeah. But you know, again, all that together, also one thing that brings the point is that a lot of people are ready there to chastise you and scream at you, but ask, step up and help. Yeah. Nobody does.
Why don't you do this?
Why don't you
step forward? If you think you got all of the answers, try it.
And again, these poll workers and everything do an amazing job, and they really deserve so much praise, because this one, obviously, much more difficult than anyone, any other election ever, and they did a great job.
Yeah. Well, Tony's going to be with us until about a quarter before, or 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you do have any questions for Tony, you're more than welcome to give us a call or text messages at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You know, sometimes, you know, people look at an election only because they are, you know, so tied up with one particular candidate or one side of the issue, they fail to see the other side. And when we return with Tony, after we check in with Brittany Merlo here in a little bit, I'm going to be asking him, where was the messages missed? There's a reason why you win. There's a reason why you don't win. And we're going to kind of dissect that here this morning on the program. So grab another cup of coffee or whatever you think is wealth we're consuming, like I'm doing this morning. And we'll be back with more here on the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO. Trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Every kind of people. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Pounds is that? About 15?
No, I think she's like 10.
Oh, okay.
What is she, a Maine Coon also? I got a Maine Coon.
All right.
Step.
Yeah. Chad Holmes Show here this Friday morning. Oh, well, this is getting pretty exciting here. We got animals in plenty here in the program. Right now we have Tony, who's our guest here in the studio. He's showing me pictures of who are those?
That is my cat, Mao, and my dog, Bear.
Oh, man. We had the Humane Society in here Wednesday morning. I think we got the Humane Society in here this morning also. Wow. Because we get time for us to check in with a little weather information. And, of course, me being the animal lover, I requested that Brittany Merlo would include the world-famous baby. The beautiful gray cat that visited us earlier in the week. And doggone it, there's baby. Baby looks good today.
Strange animals.
She does. She's just chilling right now.
All right. Well, Brittany, well, welcome to the program. Baby, nice seeing you again. I'm glad to see that you're looking good. And we got through this week in fairly one piece, and looks like the weekend's not going to be bad at all, is it?
No, not too bad. We do have a little things going on. Like more clouds here this morning. It was supposed to be sunny. We've got a high pressure system that's trying its best to clear these clouds, but it's not working out too well. By the afternoon, maybe the evening, early evening, we should see some sunshine though. Highs today will hit 52 degrees. And then overnight, we could see some patchy fog building in, but by tomorrow, it'll be breezy, so it'll clear that fog on out of here. And it's going to start to warm us up a little bit. By the afternoon, we will hit those low 50s. And then at night, clouds start to roll in again. More rain, potentially. That should kick on out of here by early Sunday morning. And then we'll stay breezy and mild on Sunday. Highs still at 50 degrees. And we're going to hold that into early next week, too, before the rain hits Monday night, Tuesday, and then by Wednesday, we have chances of it mixing in to snow showers, so a slushy wintry mix, which could put some accumulations down by Wednesday, Thursday, and few of it could be lingering into Friday, especially up north into the snow belt. So snowmobilers are getting excited, hoping that this actually materializes. I know that because there was really no base last year.
No, it really never got rolling at all for them, the snowmobilers last year. But again, you know, you were talking about, you know, the snow possibilities next week, right? But it's, again, it all depends on how this the system moves, whether it moves a little further north or whether south, that it could change the tune like that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's the worst part. You know, that's when all the meteorologists get all the, what happened to that?
Yeah. And, of course, everyone, but, you know, they look at the 7-day forecast, and they hold you to it for that seventh day, don't they?
I know. It's like, who can predict the future? I don't know. I'm trying my best here. This Mother Nature has a mind of her own, and she loves to toy with us. And she's been doing that with the system for about a week. We've seen this.
So,
one time, it was putting 2 feet in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now, today, it's putting a trace into Wisconsin.
See?
So, like you said, where is it going to go? More north?
It's like visiting.
South? Is it going to stall?
It's like visiting the casino, isn't it? It's the same thing. Put the quarter in and hope. should we then say, what's your best guess for the weekend?
My best guess for the weekend is tonight, you know what you should do,
honestly?
We have our last super moon of the year.
That's right.
It's going to look huge, big, and bright, and beautiful. And my favorite time is right when it rises. So right on the horizon, moon rises, it's going to look massive. Check that out, because we're missing the meteor shower that's peaking on Saturday night, because we're going to have too many clouds.
Too many
here.
Clouds, yeah.
It's going to be raining and cloudy and blah, but maybe you'll catch a few meteors out there, because it's peaking on Saturday, so it's possible tonight, too.
Well, that's what I've used as an excuse in my past, yeah. If I was the meteor shower, I just, that's why I'm late for work, yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Doesn't work that way? No, okay. All right. Brittany, well, make sure that baby has a good day. And we hope that you have a good day also, all right?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great vacation too, Brittany.
Yes, that's right. She's taking off a few days next week, so have fun. You're heading to Jamaica, right?
Well, wish me luck. I'm headed to Florida, where
same
hurricane
thing.
May be going. So.
Just to be there, just to say I was there, right? That's how it works?
I think the natural disasters are chasing me now, so.
Well, I've been referred to as a natural disaster, so.
Me too. That's actually what I named my Jeep.
Really?
Yes. It's got it right on the hood. Natural disaster.
Natural
tornado.
Well, you have a safe trip down there, and we'll talk to you again, all right?
Bye, Brittany.
Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Brittany Merlo with the forecast and the prediction of natural disaster there. Right now, 44 degrees here in town, so not a bad start to your morning. And again, our guest here this morning, Tony Gonzalez from the American Hispanic Association of Central Wisconsin. And we've got maybe about a couple minutes here before we take our next break. But, you know, I kind of laid out the question, say, okay, now we've had time to kind of digest the election, digest the results, some of the statistics and everything else. And the question that I like to throw out there, okay, why are we not winning or why are we not losing? What is your feeling as far as your look at it?
I will lean on the side of the Hispanic community, which is which is such an important block this election, and will be a much bigger block.
Yes.
In a couple more years and growing. So, you know, a lot of people like to say misinformation, no doubt. However, there was a lack of good information, a lot of lack approaching the people, talk to them. All we want to do is, like, on guard the whole time, you know, and the parties and the Democratic Party in this instance, I would say, again, have taken the Latino vote for granted.
Thing is,
we're not monolithic.
Right, right.
You know, we're not all Cuban. Mm-hmm. We're not all Puerto Rican. We're not all Colombian. And we're very different. And I think what happened right there was that, you know, the other side did a better job getting their message, whether bad or good. They got their message through to the people, whereas the Democratic side just took it for granted, didn't approach the people, didn't work with the blocks of people. And I guess those are you can see the results clearly. Almost 40% of the Hispanic voters went for Donald Trump. So, you know, I mean, it's a new era, a new presidency, a new beginning, it should be. So who's going to work with us? Who's going to
cooperation,
work with our issues? I don't care. Democrat, Republican, who is going to be the party or the elected officials that want to work with the Hispanic community?
Well, we'll be back with more with Tony coming up after our little break as you're listening to the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show here for this Friday morning, and I'm Bob Look, sitting in for the vacationing Chad Holmes. About 8:34 in the morning it is, and our guest this morning for this segment, and then he's got to go to work, doggone it. We're pulling him away from important things to be sitting here in a radio studio. But Tony Gonzalez from the American Hispanic Association of Central Wisconsin, and we were talking about, you know, communication, talking to the voters, and not just the. The choir, the group, preaching to the choir in the church. No, you got to go out and you got to be talking to the people who are not on your side, and at least state your case.
Absolutely. You know, I'll tell you something very interesting that it's going to be one of my stories now forever. We went out to Burnhamwood, for Halloween to this corn maze for the kids and everything.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, they had a pumpkin glow at the place. And, you know, we went to the corn maze. There was these amazing pumpkins. I got to show you the picture.
Yeah.
Carved in all kinds of stuff. And there was some in particular that were carved like Ronald Reagan, like Trump. Pretty amazing. So, you know, I came out of the maze, and the owners of the farm were there. They're a dairy farm. They got like 5,000 cows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to initiate the conversation. Obviously, you could tell that they were very conservative people.
Sure.
And I told them, I said, wow, those pumpkins are amazing. You know, I said, at least some of them I got to admire just for the art. So they told me right away. They knew what I meant and everything. And we started talking a little bit, and they told me how in their farm, the majority of the workers were Hispanic. You know, and suddenly, without even prompting anything from me, a couple of them say, yeah, all these mass deportation things are ridiculous because we will go under. These are the only people that are working for us and everything.
Correct.
But that's the kind of communication we have to have, because we can break down the issues and we can demand our leaders, our elected officials that, hey, look, I don't care what the president of the Senate is saying, or the leader of the Senate or the assembly, you're representing me, not the party.
Yep.
we want this done on this issue and this done on this other issue. And they can differ. But if we get more people together and we go and have the conversation, especially in here in Wisconsin, we got amazing people in the rural area. People with, I love talking to them and really getting them to learn more about our Hispanic culture and things like that. And we get things done. Marathon County, we should be very proud. We have done things with our law enforcement and everything where our Hispanic community does not feel prosecuted, picked on, and where they know that they can go to law enforcement and everything. And that has been as a result of many of the communications we've had with all the people around here, not just one party or the other. Get out there and talk to everybody.
Isn't it amazing how conversation and also getting to know people? I've told this story before when I ran for state senate. So now I'm in the process of just getting signatures just to be on the ballot. You know, this is, we're not even trying to. You know, so I'm in a group with, you know, a group of guys that definitely not fans of the particular party that I was representing. But I've got my, and I just asked this gentleman, and I call him Phil, because that was his name, and he's about my same age. And I said, "Hey, Phil, yeah, I'm running for state senate. Would you mind, you know, signing so I can get on the ballot?" "Oh, yeah." He takes it. He's about ready to sign, and all of a sudden he sees the up on the one part of there, Democrat. And he goes, "No, I'm not signing this." And I said, "Phil, I'm not asking for your vote. I'm just trying to get signatures from voters just to be on the ballot." You know. I says, "Well, you appear to be about the same age, late 60s. And he goes, yeah. Got any kids, grandkids?" "Oh yeah, I've got two kids and I've got five grandchildren." "Oh really?" "Oh," we started talking about grandchildren. Next thing you know, it says, "You like?" I says, "Your hat mentions, you know, fishing." "You?" "Oh yeah." I says, "What's the favorite fish to go after?" "Oh, I love walleyes." "And what's your favorite from your favorite locations?" He starts telling me about lakes and the baits using and everything like that. We talked for 15, 20 minutes, and then I just sat there and says, "Phil," I says, "sound like a great guy. Maybe one of these days you and I can go out fishing together. But," I says, "I really just wanted you to sign this to see if you could get me on the ballot." I says, "I'm not asking for your vote." I says, "We've talked for 20 minutes here and everything. We all have the same things in common." He took the thing, signed his name.
Amen. Yep.
And I go, "That's how it's done."
Yes.
Talk to him. He may not have voted for me. That's not the point. The point is, we at least conversed. He knows now that I'm not the scary kind of guys that the other side paints him out to be.
Right.
You got to go forward and communicate.
Absolutely. I mean, and that goes in all areas, medical and everything. You know, I'll be 59 in January. You know, internet and all and Facebook are, I don't even have a face. I think I have a Facebook that my kids created for me, but I'm not in it. Thank God. But today's world is like, you know, just send a message through media and everything.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of people that do not get that message. A lot of people that do not read that.
Correct.
A lot of people my age that do not have that Facebook. So all they're hearing is the trickle-down information from somebody that may be a little louder, but nobody that is giving them facts or, you know, look
face
eye
to face.
Eye.
Yes.
Face to face. It makes a huge difference. I'm a huge advocate for that. And, you know, in the medical side, same thing. You know, if we need to reach out to people, we need to get out there, not just have graphics and everything showing that, oh, yeah, well, this is this community here, and this, because that's not the reality. We need to, my God, you saw that the stats and all the polls were absolutely wrong, dead wrong. And that tells you because, you know.
And you also have to ask that question, you know, how do they attain that numbers and information? How do they get the, and it's usually through a phone and a lot of times landlines. I stopped having a landline, I think it was about 2012, I think it was.
You might have to explain to some of your audience what a landline is.
Yeah, correct. Correct. You know, and I remember trying to sell my wife on getting rid of the landline. "Oh, well, we can't get rid of the landline. How are they, if we have 911, how are they going to find us?" And I explained to her, I says, they do that on the phones. In fact, they'll find out exactly where you are when you, if you hit 911. And eventually she agreed with me, and we haven't had a landline in so long because when I was trying to sell her, and I says, for 3 months, I logged on every phone call that we received on our landline. There was not one call that we received from anyone we knew or anyone who, that was, you know, friends of ours, that, but everything, telemarketers and all this kind of stuff. And that was 3 months solid. That's when she finally went, you're right. Talking, communications,
eye to eye. Yeah.
Eye to eye. In the last few minutes we have with you here, Tony, before you go off and do your day's tasks and that, where do we go from here?
Well, I woke up on Wednesday morning, number one, obviously as an individual, and then thinking as a leader of people, sort of, you know, that I help a lot and people know me and everything. And I said, well, you know, for what I seen and everything, the people spoke. So my feel is we need to hitch our wagon to this train. Hopefully we can take it off if it's going to go awry. My feeling is that we have to join in. And joining in doesn't mean that you just have to agree with everything. Joining in right now is being vigilant, making sure that this doesn't go totally crazy, to try to keep as much balance as we can do. So, you know, if we all join in and President Trump fails, it's all on him. And then the electorate's got to open their eyes. But if he fails and half of us are out, it's half our fault,
too. Yeah, we're not participating and not trying to force the issue.
More than ever, we need to participate, be engaged, be vigilant, and work for our issues and get out there and talk to people, because the message has been so skewed and nobody's been out there to correct it. I hope we learn from this that we need to get out there and not take any block for granted. In particular, the Hispanic block is growing, it's changing, and they need to hear different messages and different assurances.
And again, so often when we would see reports, or people would be just pointing at one thing as being the most important thing. And I go, they're all important. To every individual, there's a degree of importance. Yeah. Some think that this item, women's health issues, abortion, and that is important. Yes, it's important. I'm a guy, but I can see the importance to this. It's very important. Hispanic issues also, I look at them and I go, you're talking about overshooting it, like, oh, they're knocking down the walls on the border. And I'm like, this has been something that's been a consistent basis for a long time.
Right.
There's people, and the history of this country bears that responsibility, because, like it says on that, you know, Statue of Liberty there, bring us your, you know, entire...
You're hungry, yes, exactly.
Looking for, but that's what... My ancestors did the same thing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes people tend to forget that.
And you know, there's fortunate organizations locally also that have prepared and start the conversations. You know, there's a Let's Talk by WIPS and things like that. And it's important that people join in, bring in their ideas. Let's have those conversations, and we can really work on our issues and break them apart. You know, even on immigration, when we had a certain conversation and we broke down that all immigrants, it's not all the same. There's the DACA recipients, which is the lowest hanging fruit.
Right.
And people on, if you want to call, well, on the conservative side, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. I thought it was just one thing.
Yeah, they think it's just one size
package,
fits all.
And it's not. But if you're there and live and show them and everything, things really change. It changes minds, changes hearts, and that's what we need to do.
And you mentioned before about the agricultural interest in the state of Wisconsin and around the country. The amount I remember as a youngster, and I would ride my bike to the Van Beck farm, and as a kid, you know, 11, 12 years old, work on a farm, and who was I working with? Migrant families.
Yes.
who were brought in, you know, and they lived out of these trailers that the owner of the land and that had, you know, and this was their work. And I was working side by side with these people and got to know these people and just had the greatest, you know, learning experience as a 11, 12, 13-year-old that I've never forgotten. Because then you start realizing, you know, those people up there, they're just like me.
Exactly.
We are from the same thing. You know, we both breathe. We both bleed. We both, you know,
care about our families.
We care about families.
About our futures, exactly. So, and yeah, so, you know, my message would be just that, you know, let's work together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back together as a nation, understanding that we're going to have differences, but we just got to respect each other. But I'm willing to bet if two people sit together openly, there's more things that we agree upon than things that we disagree. And on those that we agree, that's what we need to work on.
Breaking something down to the state level, you think the increase or the redrawing of the districts, and so now the numbers are a little bit more resembling the way the state is, as opposed to when it was jerry-rigged. Do you find that as a big positive?
Oh, I found it very positive, but not just because you're from one part or the other, mm-hmm. you're going to get elected. I am very glad that Wisconsin showed its purple heart with the mixed wind that we had right here in the state,
mm-hmm.
because it shows who we are and more importance that we get out there and connect with everybody.
Tony, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we're going to have to do this without microphones in front of our mouths sometime.
We're going to have to, definitely. Absolutely, Bob.
You take care of yourself and the safe travels out there.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more here on the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show continues here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. WXCO, and my name is Bob Look, sitting in for the vacationing Chad Holmes. Of course, this is his show, and Ian Welsh, the producer with it. Tony Gonzalez, who was just with us, if you're just tuning in, you're probably, what are you talking about, Tony? Who? Tony who? Well, he was with us for the first part of the program, right from the get-go. And he's works with the American Hispanic Association of Central Wisconsin, and just a great resource for his work with that organization and that. And it's always great to chat with him because there's so many sides to every story. There's so many sides and opinions that can be raised. I'm trying to think of the right wording here, just so I don't get people upset with me. But there's a lot
black
more.
And white
yes,
situation?
There's a lot of gray. Yeah. There's a lot of gray. There's a lot of different colors that go with it. That it isn't just a blank yes or a blank no. It isn't anything like that. And where I see the political argument or political discourse getting to the point where people can't even talk to one another, and just to work together to try to find common ground and find a way to get from point A to point B, which is something that I think has been lacking big time with our whole political system as it is. Am I happy that Donald Trump is the president-elect? No.
Me neither.
But the point being is, I'm not going to just sit on my backside or throw my hands up and go, well, it's the end of the world as you know it. Because there is a whole government that works with this. And there's other things, and then there's communication with people that can change the way things are. But it's not necessarily that, the voters have spoken. We know what they've said. They've made the decision. So now let's do what we can to be the opposition, but it's an opposition that's not trying to hope for the new administration to fail, because that's not the point. The point is, okay, you be that buffer. Like if there's something that is thrown out there as, oh, let's do this, and you think, no, that's really not a good road to go. Make your case, take it to the people, take it to the American public, because there's still a great bit of effect that you, the public, you, the voters out there, can do, even in non-election time. When you call up your state representative, your state assemblyman, or your state senator, or your U.S. congressman, or your U.S. senator, not just call, but also you send a note. You can send an email. You can send a regular... Use an old-fashioned envelope and handwrite something to somebody.
Just
whenever I see that, I am more impressed when somebody sends me a handwritten note.
Well, yeah.
It's almost like a dying breed out there.
It shows that they take the time to actually write about the issue and want this issue to be talked about, because the government is not just one person. It's a whole bunch of people trying to work together for a common goal.
And yes,
the election did not turn out the way some people hoped, but that doesn't mean it's the end of democracy as we know it. There are ways that we can make small positive changes
forward
that can lead to bigger things, but we have to act. We have to, we have to talk to people. We have to, stand up for what we believe in and fight for our family and friends. We can't just sit in our backs or hide under a rock and expect everything's going to just resolve itself by itself. No.
Fight for your beliefs. But again, work at trying to find common ground. Find how you get to make something go in the right direction or help it.
Compromise is not easy.
No, compromise has never been easy. But that's kind of like the name of the game, folks. And by the way, 715-382-9297, that's our number here. 715-382-9297. Or if you'd like to text us with maybe a comment, you're more than welcome to do that. And I thought about lining up a guest or somebody for the final hour of my week here, but I've kind of front loaded a lot of guests this week, because rather than having me let other folks on their side of the story and what they're trying to help let the people know about, we're going to have the final hour of sitting in for Chad here. Free for all Friday. How's that sound?
I like that.
Free for all Friday, in where you can give us a call at 715-382-9297 or send us a text that way. Either way, it's all going to be utilized here. And maybe if you don't even care to... I'm going to be talking about a variety of subjects, and we're just going to kind of it's a free for all Friday, and you can be a part of it. So
whatever you want to talk about, or text us.
We got the news coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to grab another sip of my liquid refreshment here, and we'll be back with more of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.